सदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन सदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तेरा बनचारी यमुना तेरा बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारे जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारे जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी सदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन सदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तेरा बनचारी जमुना तेरा बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारे जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारे जय राधा माधव जय राधा माधव राधा माधव जय राधा माधव जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 नित्य गौर हरिबल 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 जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिब्रज गचार ज्योतिर सत श्रीमात अभय चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन ब्यूटी फाउंडर आचार्य डिवाइन ग्रेस प्रभुपाद की अनंत गुड़ी वैष्णव वृंद की श्री श्री राधा माधव वत्स सखीवृंद सुमन महाप्रभु की, श्री श्री पंचतत्व की, श्री श्री सिंहदेव प्रह्लाद महाराज की, हरिनाम संकीर्तन की, ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की, समवेत गौर भक्तवृंद की, निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबली बॉडीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबली बॉडीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबली बॉडीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज गुरु एंड गौरांग, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुषुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स पदान्तिकं. वन्देहं श्रीगुर श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च. नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वंशाकल्पतरूभ्य कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पापनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतिष्ठे नमः. हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कंत राधा कंत नमस्तुते. तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. नारायणं नमस्कृत्वा नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं तत जय मुदीरये. नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नष्टकी. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 22, Chapter is entitled Bali Maharaj Surrenders His Life, Text number 24. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Brahmanam Anugrinhami Tadvisa Budhanamiham यन्मदा पुरुष स्तब्ध लोकं मां चवमन्नते. श्री भगवान उवाच ब्रह्मणम् अनुगृह्णामि तद्विषो विधुनोम्यहम् जन्मदा पुरुष स्तब्ध लोकमाम चवमन्नते। श्री भगवान उवाच ब्रह्मणं अनुगृह्णामि तद्विषो विदनोम्यहम्। जन्मद पुरुष स्तब्ध लोकं माम चावमन्नते। Matajis. श्री भगवान उवाच द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड इट सेड ब्रह्मन ओ लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा यम एंड टू एनी वन टू होम अनुगृह्णामि आई शो माय मर्सी तत् हिज विषह material opulence or riches vidhunami take away aham I yatmadaha having false prestige due to his money purushaha such a person stabdha being dull minded lokam the three worlds, mamcha, unto me also, avamannate, derides. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, the Supreme Personality of God had said, my dear Lord Brahma, because of material opulence, a foolish person becomes dull-witted and mad. Thus, he has no respect for anyone within the three worlds and defies even my authority. To such a person, I show special favor by first taking away all his possessions. Please repeat. The Supreme Personality of God had said, my dear Lord Brahma, because of material opulence, a foolish person becomes dull-witted and mad. Thus he has no respect for anyone within the three worlds and defies even my authority. To such a person, I show special special favor by first taking away all his possessions. Purport. A civilization that has become godless because of material advancement in opulence is extremely dangerous. Because of great opulence, a materialist becomes so proud that he has no regard for anyone and even refuses to accept the authority of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The result of such a mentality is certainly very dangerous. To show special favor, the Lord sometimes makes example of someone like Boli Maharaj, who was now bereft of all possessions. Mukam karati vachalam pangul langhayate gring yat kripatamam bande sri gurudina tarinam paramananda madhavam sri chaitanya saram namo vishnu padaya vishnu padaya. So in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadev Goswami is explaining the surrender of Boli Maharaj to Bamanadev. So today's verse is spoken by the Supreme Lord Himself, and He is very straight in His talk, and He is making a point. Someone has material opulence, then what happens to him generally? So he becomes dull-witted and mad. Means he becomes very proud. So material opulence gives right to pride or ego. And ego is very, very dangerous and poisonous. If we have ego, then we cannot have good relationship. Ego can help you, maybe in the material term, to achieve something in this world. But ego is a great obstacle to experience real satisfaction, happiness in terms of relationship. Any relationship is broken because of ego. And in this world nowadays, relationship is broken very easily. The main reason, the modern society is really governed by ego. And it is said now that more days will come, next 10-20 years, the culture will be, there is no need to give respect to anyone. That will be the culture. It's already going on. So I was hearing that pre-modern era, everything was centered around God. In the modern era, everything was centered around science. Now we are post-modern era. So post-modern era is everything is focused on our experience. So they don't have any respect for science. They don't have any respect for God or religion. Whatever I feel, whatever I experience, that is life. So therefore, we are going through a very dangerous phase of life in the post-modern era, where the culture is no respect. And what is the reason for giving no respect? The root cause Krishna is explaining here. The root cause is our ego. But when a devotee exhibits ego, Krishna takes care of that ego. And he is telling that I show special favor to those people, those who are blinded by material opulence, by taking away his material possessions. And if you go a little further in this chapter, Prabhupada is narrating a very nice point. Prabhupada is telling, when a devotee is fixed in his devotional service, there is no need for the Lord to deprive him of his material opulences. The Supreme Personality of Godhead never takes away material opulences achieved because of devotional service. Very interesting point. Although he sometimes takes away opulences achieved by pious activities, He does this to make a devotee prideless or put him in a better position in devotional service. And at the end he is talking, very nice point. He is telling, if a special devotee is meant for preaching, does not give up his family life or material opulence to take to the service of the Lord surely takes away his material opulences and establishes him in devotional service. Thus a pure devotee becomes fully engaged in propagating Krishna consciousness. I think he is talking about himself. So, Prabhupada was doing business in Allahabad and his guru came to his dream, please give up family life, take sannyas and preach Krishna consciousness, but he was not willing, not ready. So everything was taken away. His family members left him, his business was lost, everything was taken away. And that time Prabhupada was remembering another verse, similar verse in 10th canto, where Krishna says that when I am specially pleased with someone, I take away all his material possessions. It's the same kind of verse. And Prabhupada was the example of that. Although Prabhupada is a pure devotee of the Lord, but in order to relate to our life, he is speaking like that, behaving like that, and Krishna is also putting him in that condition. So in this purport, whatever I read just now, Prabhupada is pointing out two kinds of opulences. One opulence which is achieved through our pious activity. So we have done a lot of piety in the past life, so we become very rich in this life. And because of that, there is a tendency to become proud. And when someone is religious and spiritual minded, Krishna takes care of that pride by taking away material possessions. But if someone is very much fixed in devotional service, and if he has lot of opulences, there is no need for the Lord to take away the material opulences. Just like Prabhupada, he started with 40 rupees, but he had unlimited opulences in ISKCON, but Prabhupada never took away. Krishna never took away. Rather, Krishna gave more and more and more and more, so that the Krishna consciousness movement can be spread all over the world. So that is a very interesting point. So those who are very intelligent, they will take the intelligent part of this instruction. So who is intelligence? Who is intelligent? Who engages all the opulences in the service of the Lord, then he can lead an opulent life. Because Krishna will not take away, because he is engaging everything in the service of the Lord. But if you don't, then Krishna will take away in a different way. So why not voluntarily we engage the opulences in the service of the Lord? So today's main point Krishna is trying to point out in this verse, that ego is very, very dangerous in our devotional service. So ego is also one of the anartha in the heart. So how we can deal with ego? So I was contemplating today, so there are many ways, but we are thinking that ego can be dealt with by ego. So ego can be acronym, E-G-O. So E means engaging in menial service. G, give credit to others. O, offering prayers. So these are three tools we can use, and we can remember this because modern era, very difficult to remember things, but this kind of things make us remember easily. So ego will be dealt with by ego. So first E represents engage in menial service. So Srila Prabhupada was very much focused on that. So he engaged every devotee in the menial service. You are from any background. You can be from wealthy background, educated background, aristocratic background. But when you join New Bhakta program, everybody has to clean the floor. You have to clean the toilet, you have to clean the roads, you have to clean the temple hall. And there is a big science. And that is the system of Gurukula also. In the Vedic system, you can be the son of the king. You can be son of a great person, you can be son of a rich person, but when you are in Gurukul, you are a student. No distinction. So that is very, very important to come to the platform of humility, to really understand our real identity. We are not kings, we are not businessmen, we are the spiritual part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And to realize that, we have come into the process of devotional service. And that process begins when we actively engage in menial services. So there was a man, he was the Vice Chancellor of Banaras Hindu University. He came to meet Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. And he said, I have some questions. So generally when educated people and learned people they come, they always come with questions. And they think that getting the answer is the goal of our life. If I know the answer, then I'll be perfect. They don't have any other ideas of devotional service. And they become proud also. So I ask some nice question. So many people ask question not to know. They ask question to impress others. So what a question he asked, great man. So always we try to impress others. So asking question is also sometimes with that purpose, to impress others. So that man came because he is from a very educated background. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur understood that. He said, I am very busy, I cannot answer your question because I don't have time. But my disciples can answer your question. You can go to the room behind this place. So in that room my disciples are there and they can answer your questions. So this gentleman went to that room, but that room was not a room, that was a deity kitchen. And all the disciples were cleaning, doing the backup service of cleaning the utensils of the Lord. So when he entered, he said, your guru has sent me to you. I have some questions, and he said that you can answer all my questions. He said, yes, definitely. But we are very busy now, and there is some scarcity of manpower today. Less people came. So why not you help us so that we can clean it quickly, so that we can answer your question quickly. Somehow other, he started. That is the potency of the temple atmosphere. So he started cleaning along with those disciples. After cleaning was over, then disciples started asking, what was your question? He said, I got all the answers. That is the potency of menial services. Dibhagyan hide prakashita. The transcendental knowledge is manifested in the heart. And how it is manifested? When we are sincerely engaged. That's why ISKCON is a place of service. Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojan. We have three aspects in Vedas. In ISKCON, you get two things on the first day. But Prayojan maybe take time. But when you come, as soon as you enter into ISKCON temple, you know who you are. And who is God? Very clear. Krishna is God, you are the servant of Krishna. Very clear. Sambandhagan is established. And ISKCON authorities and ISKCON devotees are expert to engage you in devotional service. First day. So what other people has to take millions of births to do that, in ISKCON, you can do it first day. That is the glory of Srila Prabhupada ISKCON. Menial service. But we don't take it seriously. We think, oh, what is the big deal? But that's very, very significant in our life, provided we do it with proper mood and intentions. That's why Prabhupada emphasized so much on devotional service. He defined bhakti not as devotion. He translated bhakti as devotional service. So engaging in menial service is very, very important to uplift our consciousness, to realize our constitutional position, and to awaken love for Krishna. Another example, this is Prabhupada's pastime. Another pastime is from Mahaprabhu's time. So there is a great man who is an associate of the Lord, is Narottam Das Thakur. So they are also setting example for all of us. So Narottam Das Thakur was a prince. He was extremely beautiful. And he was manifested with the potency of Nityananda Prabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already predicted that Narottam will come. And he kept love of Godhead for Narottam Das Thakur. Very interesting. For us, if somebody gives, is good, but that facility is not available for us. It's available, but not like that. So he went to take bath in Padma River. And while he was taking bath in Padma River started overflowing by the divine touch of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body. And Padma River manifested her form, and Mahaprabhu started talking to her. He said, I have some precious thing to keep with you as custodian. He said, what is that? I am keeping love of Godhead with you. So when Narottam will come to take bath, that time you hand over this wealth to Narottam. He said, okay, no problem, but I have one problem. How do I know who is Narottam? And Mahaprabhu said, it's very easy to understand who is Narottam. The experiences you are deriving now by touching my body, when you will get that same kind of experience, that person is Narottam. So, okay, no problem. So Narottam Das Thakur got love of Godhead from Padma Devi. He had that love of Godhead before anything, any initiation, nothing. He got that love of Godhead. And Mahaprabhu also predicted that Narottam will take initiation from Loknath Goswami. Now, Loknath Goswami also knows, Narottam also knows, and Mahaprabhu's other associates also know. So Narottam Das Thakur went to Vrindavan to meet his Gurudev and to take initiation from him. So when he met Loknath Goswami said, how can I give you initiation? You are more qualified than me. And he said that purpose of initiation, purpose of accepting Guru is to awaken love of Godhead. You already got it. You are from a royal family, prince, got love of Godhead, everything you got. So what is the use of taking initiation? I am very unqualified to give you initiation. He started refusing again and again. So Narottam Das Thakur thought this is a test by his spiritual master. So he wanted to go through the test. So what he did, instead of going and asking for initiation, he started doing menial services. So that time Vrindavan did not have toilet facilities. So these spiritual leaders used to respond to the nature's call in the field, in the forest. And Loknath Goswami started observing the place is spotless clean every day, which was not there before. And he started thinking, I don't have any servant. So who is doing that? And he started doubting. So one day he went little before, and he was hiding in the bush and observing. And he saw that Narottam Das Thakur, Narottam, with his own hand, cleaning the stool and urine of his spiritual master, Loknath Goswami. And when he saw that, his heart melted and called Narottam and said, today I will give you initiation. So that's the example, that's the standard our acharyas are setting. The qualification to enter into disciplic succession, the qualification to awaken love of Godhead, the qualification to render devotional service is this. The humble attitude as a menial servant. So, in order to be free from false ego, we have to engage in menial services. That is the first step. G means give credit to others. In this world, we have a tendency to take credit because our life is centered around I. If anything good happens, I have done it. If anything wrong happens, he has done it. So we take credit and give blame. And what is spiritual life? Spiritual life means taking blame, giving credit. Completely opposite. But we cannot do that because we have false ego I.
That's why everything is I nowadays. I was hearing a nice joke. He said, everything is I. iPhone, it's all I. iPhone, iPad, iPod, and the man said iPad. So everything I. We have to, our focus is only I want to do that. Everything centered around I. But spiritual life is a shift from I to you. That is very, very important. So in order to do that, you have to practice it. And Prabhupada set an example how to do that. When somebody asks Prabhupada, you have this incredible achievement by spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. What is the reason? He said, all credit goes to my disciples. These young American, European boys and girls, they work so hard. And because of that, Krishna consciousness movement has spread all over the world. And credit goes to my spiritual master. Only by his blessings, things are moving in this direction. So he gave all the credit to his spiritual master and his disciple. And he only remained as a humble servant of the Guru Parampara. He gave all the credit to others. He never took any credit. And he also personally exhibited that. Once, there was a Guru Puja happening. Prabhupada was there. And Prabhupada was accepting the Guru Puja by his disciples. And disciples were chanting, Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Sadma, whatever we do every day in our Guru Puja, in the temple. So one South Indian Swami from other Sampradaya came to see that Guru Puja. And he saw that the disciples and the other devotees, they are chanting Sri Guru Charana Padma. And Srila Prabhupada was also chanting Sri Guru Charana Padma. And he was confused. And he thought, how come a guru is doing his own puja? So he was bewildered. And Loknath Maharaj was there next to him. And he started asking Loknath Maharaj, so can you explain how your Gurudev is taking his doing his own guru puja? He said, it's not like that. He explained very nicely. He said that we are offering Guru Puja to him, that's why we are chanting Sri Guru Charana Padma. But he is not taking that Guru Puja. He is offering it back to his Guru, and that's why he is also chanting Sri Guru Charana Padma, and he is doing the Guru Puja of his Guru. That's why he is the spiritual master, transparent via media of Guru Parampara. Because taking worship is like a hot potato. I always give the example of hot potato. So in the West, people take hot potato. In India also, they take hot potato nowadays. If you bake it, when it comes out from the baking oven, it's very hot. The mother takes out, gives to her husband. Husband says, it's also too hot, gives to his son. He said, it's also too hot, gives to his sister. So it goes on like that. Unless it becomes very normal, nobody can take it because it's hot. Very hot. And what is the way to take care of that heat? Just transfer it. So our taking puja should be like that. If we think it's cool, then your life also will become cool in the future. Taking puja is very dangerous because we are not worthy of worship. Only Krishna is the worthy of worship. But naturally, when you represent that Supreme Personality of Godhead, naturally you get puja. But if you think that you are qualified and you are the person to accept that puja, then you will burn your spiritual life. Just like if you hold the hot potato, you will burn. In the same way, if you hold your puja with yourself, then you will also burn in spiritual life. So what is the process? Just pass on. So when someone takes, oh, it's too much for me, I cannot handle, it's very hot, better give it to my guru. So guru says, no, it's not so, it's very hot, give it to Prabhupada. Prabhupada says, it's too hot, give it to Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami says, it's too hot for me, give it to Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu can handle any hot potato because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is the process of Guru Parampara, and by this we can give the credit to others and become free from false ego. But our life is totally opposite. We always want to take credit and become the center of attention. We want to become the center of attention because of false ego, and that is the greatest obstacle in our spiritual life. Our Goswamis, Acharyas are telling, give up sex life, giving up material opulence is easy. Not easy, less difficult. But giving up false ego is almost impossible. I want to be worshipped. I doesn't go away. That's why in spiritual life also, I like to do this service. So someone said, I think Janani Vaspu said, three words are sufficient for all of us to stay in this material world. I like it. As long as I like it will be there, you will like this world only. So we have to continue our journey in this world. I like it. Devotional service means we should do what Krishna likes, not what I like. It should be a paradigm shift. But because of our conditioning mind, we always want to do what I like to do. So my Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Jayapada Goswami Maharaj, he said, he was sent to India. And he wrote a letter to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, I like India and Indian people and Bengali people. He said, thank God you like. Whether you like or not, you have to be in India. So that is the purpose of devotional service. Whether you like it or don't like it, you have to do it for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore, that is the shift of ego to humility. Humility doesn't mean, oh, I am fallen. These are the symptoms of ego. So one of the symptoms of ego that I like it. I want to do it. That has to be given up. And how we can do that? By giving the credit to others. It is a practice. Every day we can practice. That whatever I am doing, credit does not go to me. It goes to somebody else. My guru, my colleagues, my subordinates. Because of them, things are happening. I am just an instrument in the hand of the Guru Parampara. So if that mood is there, so you can achieve more. If you think you are the doer, you can do remarkable things, but that will be limited because it is the part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if you think Krishna is the doer, then Krishna is unlimited. So he can do unlimited things. Prabhupada said this ISKCON movement is run by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All these miracles are happening because it is directly managed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Six Goswamis. Prabhupada never thought, I am managing ISKCON. I am leading ISKCON. He never thought that. Because as soon as you start thinking, you will be limited. From a material point of view also. And spiritually, definitely, everything is done by Him only. That's why, because of ego, we always think that everything is done by three modes of material nature. But we think, ahankara vibhura atma kartaham iti mannate. Because of ego, I am thinking, I am doing it. But everything is done by three modes of material nature. In the same way, in the spiritual life also, everything is done by Krishna, by His internal potency. But we think we are doing it. So therefore, in order to be free from false ego, we have to consciously practice to give credit to others. Whether you are convinced or not, practice it. Even if you are 100% convinced that you are the doer, I have done it. Prabhuji, how can I give credit to us? I have done it. So come out from that false ego. You have to practice it. That's why Prabhupada said, and also Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj said, fake it till you make it. You have to practice it sincerely. And the last part of getting free from false ego is offering prayers. Very, very important. Prayer is very, very powerful means of devotional service. And that's why we have every day we pray to the spiritual master, we pray to the Supreme Lord, we pray to Panchatattva, because prayer is very powerful. Once Srila Prabhupada said that I am not at all disturbed by lusty desire. Even if I am in the association of the naked women, I will not be disturbed. It's a big statement. So Prabhupada was in Australia and he was intensely praying to the Lord. And one devotee asked Prabhupada, what was your prayer today? And he said, I was praying to the Lord that I don't become victimized by Maya. One devotee was there, so who heard the other statement by Prabhupada that he is not at all disturbed by Maya? So he started thinking it's a contradictory statement by Prabhupada. He started developing doubts. He approached Prabhupada. You said like that. Now you are telling that you are praying to the Lord. It looks like contradictory. Prabhupada said it is not contradictory. Because I am intensely praying to the Lord, and because of that I will not be victimized by Maya. Maya cannot touch me. That is the power of prayer. So prayer has four aspects. First aspect of prayer is glorification. When we pray to the Lord, we glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Glorification of the Supreme is the first aspect of prayer. And first verse of Sikkhastakam, glorifying the glories of the holy name. So we have to glorify first, glorification. Second aspect is to express our fallen condition, express our humble position in front of the Lord. And before that, second part is asking for forgiveness. First is glorification, second is asking for forgiveness. Just like in the second verse of Sikkhastakam, Mahaprabhu is praying that although holy name has so much potency, but I don't have any attraction for that. He is begging forgiveness for that. Third is to express our humble position, sinful position. And third verse explains that. Trinadapi sunichana, tararapi sahishtuna, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sadahari. So this is the third part. And fourth part is to ask for boon, benediction. So we have to know also what kind of benediction we want from the Lord. And Mahaprabhu is teaching us, na dhanang, na janang, na sundaring, kavitang ba jagadisha kamaye, mama janmani janmanishare, bhavatad bhakti rahaitakitai. I don't want any material opulences, followers. Even I don't want liberation. I only want causeless devotional service, life after life. That is the prayer. And it was not only in prayers. Mahaprabhu's associates practically exhibited this. Just like when Haridas Thakur was brought in front of Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu wanted to give him benediction. I want to give you mystic siddhi, I want to give you all the opulences, I want to make you the king of the heaven. I can make you the king of this earthly planet. Whatever you want, I will give you. Haridas Thakur was telling, no, I don't want anything. Why you want to give me like that? But Mahaprabhu was pushing. Then Haridas Thakur started praying that, my dear Lord, that you are pushing me so much to ask something from you. That's why I pray at your lotus feet. Please give this benediction. I don't have any problem taking birth. I don't want liberation also. I don't have any problem taking birth, but give this benediction that I can take birth in the house of a devotee and take a body of insect or dog. So I don't have any problem to become an insect or dog, provided I take birth in the family of devotees. That is the benediction Haridas Thakur asked for. We should check with our heart. If Krishna comes now in front of us, Mahaprabhu comes in front of us and starts asking what you want, what we will ask. That is the test. So when we can pray like this, like Mahaprabhu prayed, and when we can pray like Haridas Thakur prayed, then we can enter into the spiritual world. Otherwise, we have to continue our journey in this material world. So, having ego and not having ego. Prabhupada said false ego and real ego. Real ego is, I am the servant of Krishna. Telling easy, Prabhuji, I am servant of Krishna. I am not this body, I am the spirit soul. We say from the very first day of ISKCON movement, right? From first day, I am the servant of Krishna. But the journey is very difficult journey. One thing is talking, I am servant. and leading a life of a servant. Practice it. That's very, very important. So any field, practice is important. There's a common slogan in the corporate world also, and common saying in the outside world. The secret of success is three words. Practice, practice, and practice. There is no alternative of practice. Nobody is born successful. So one man came to a village, and there was a little boy. He said, "In your village, the great people are born?" And he replied, "In our village, only child is born." So great people is not born. So you have to practice it. In the same way, pure devotees, the eternal associates are there, but normal practice is that, normal system, the pure devotional service does not come automatically. One day you wake up in the morning and, "Hari Bol Prabhu, I am experiencing love of Godhead." Doesn't happen like that. It's not a magic show. You have to practice it. Sadhana bhakti theke hoy roti rudai, roti gara hoile prem nam koy. It is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. That love of Godhead will be awakened by sincere practice. That's why Prabhupada has given the package of sadhana bhakti. If you don't follow the package of sadhana bhakti, don't expect that it will happen. So potency is there, provided we have faith and provided we do it properly. Everything is given, but we should have faith and follow the process of sadhana bhakti. In order to be successful as an athlete, in order to be successful as a player, in order to be successful as a businessman, in order to be successful as an political leader, any field, you need to practice. So, in the same principle applies, when we want to carry on our spiritual journey, achieve the destination of our journey, love of Godhead, that needs also sincere practice. So, in the same way, in order to be free from this disease of false ego, in order to be free from this poison of false ego, and converting this false ego into humility, we have to practice it. We have to practice by engaging in devotional service, by engaging in menial services, serving the Vaishnavas, serving the devotees, serving the Lord. That is a practice. We have to practice by giving credit to others. And we have to practice by regularly praying to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We have to pray regularly, every day. And in that way, we can be free from this disease of false ego by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because only by His mercy, we can achieve this kind of quality. Because ultimately, He is the giver of this divine quality. But we have to do our part and wait for Krishna's part. But we have to do our part. That part is the practice of sadhana bhakti. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanande. Hopefully you don't have any question. Time is up. If you have any question, you can ask me later on personally. Hare Krishna.